that. In other words, really you have to be six amis away from the top of the Mizbeach.
Rashi Duma, Lesmichas Ritzpas, Tachtoina the Mizbeach Noket Lo. It means to say where the bottom of the Mizbeach really is, four amis down there, from there on the plank. Levad Miyasid Visoiviv, Shushesh Koidmus Michas Gagoi.
So really it means to say whoever reached the last six amis of the Kevish. Because the last two Amos of the Kevish, that was overlapping the Yam of the Yisoid and the Yam of the Soviv. So the last two Amos here is not called part of the four Amos. It means four Amos of the Kevish before it reaches the Zemizbeah. So together it means six Amos. That was a...
So they said, the Dilma, Bam Yam Yisoid, Yam Yisoid, they take who? Is this our proper life by Teiku? Does it mean the last six Amos? Her own of the last mamish four amas. Vaita. Vim hoyu shnayim shovim. If two of them met there, amamun amalem hatzviyu. Hey, if two of them ran up there and both of them got to the last dalar amas at the same time, so we don't know what to do, so now they have to make a piece. Tona. What do we tell them to do? Hoytziyu espiasechem. Everybody should put out a finger. Like Rashi before said, now we don't only take these last two or the last five kanim that wanted, but now we take all the kanim here, all the kanim of the Beis Av, we make now a regular piyus. We make like a regular girl to choose now which one to do the avodah of the Trumas Hadeshen. So Tano, it's you as Pesachim the minion that put out your fingers. Today we should go and count the fingers. Fred Gemara of the Ninil did too. Like we said before, the way they made this girl was, all the kanim got in a circle, and the skan picked the number 100, and he started to count. He had one kohen take off his mitznefes, his hat, and he started to count from that kohen and counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He went around and around until it ended number 100 on this person. So the inyan was, we counted people. So the question is, what do you have to put out your fingers for and count the fingers? Stam, count the people there. Fred the Gemara, for the ninul the two, why can't you go and count the kanim that are there? Have the Gemara, Messiah the Rabbi Yitzchak. It's a riot to Rabbi Yitzchak. The Yom Rabbi Yitzchak says, also limnai says Yisrael. You're not allowed to count the Yid. Afilu l'dvar mitzvah. Even if you want to do the dvar mitzvah, still it's aser. There's a sakon involved, there's an ayin hor involved. You're not allowed to count. The Yisiv, the Pasuk says, vayifkedein bevozik. They counted them bevozik. So Abba Minim is, bevozik means they're a klicheris, a broken klicheris. So mashma, that's the way Shaul counted the Yidin. So Drashni Bebezik, Eloshan Shivrei Charsa, means a broken earthly keli. Nota kolechot v'yechot cheres, each one took a broken keli, v'hishlech lefonav, they threw it in front of Shaul HaMelech, umonu acharosim, and he counted the acharosim. So why didn't he count the Yidin himself? Mashm, he's not allowed to count him. For the more masculine Rav Ashi, mimai dahai bevozik, lishna de mivzaku, how do you know v'yifkadei bevozik means he counted the broken kelim? Dilma shmo de masu. Maybe it just means he counted the Klal Yisrael at this city in Bevozik. But how did he count them? He counted each person by himself. So for this person, you wouldn't have a rayus also to count the people. Maybe you are allowed to count the people. And Bevozik means he just counted the Klal Yisrael in this city, Bevozik. Kedesivik, a Pesach says, Vayimsu Adonai Bevozik. You see, he was the name of a place, and he was the master of Bevozik. So for this person, you wouldn't have any raya. Elam Yocha, bring it right from another Pesach. It says, Vayishma Shol Eson. Same parashah there, that Shaul heard, and he went to count the Klal Yisrael. So how did he count them? He gave everybody took one teleh, one sheep, from Shaul's sheep, and then Shaul counted them. So again, he didn't count the Yisraelim, but everybody took a sheep, and then he counted the sheep. So you see, you're not allowed to count the Yidin. Every year took one of the sheep from the king. And they came there and they counted the tloyim. So you say you're not allowed to count the yidin, you have to count the tloyim. You can't count something else. And Omer Rebbe Loza, Kol ha-moynes Yisrael, whoever counts Klal Yisrael, oyve balav, not just Thomas Inyu for Nayin Horo, for Mazikin, but Mamash Alav. Shinema the Pesach says in Hosea, for hoye mispa b'nei Yisrael kol hayoyim, Asher lo yimad, you can't count them. And Rav Nachman of Yitzchak Omar, oy v'shnei lavim, there's two lavim. Shinema, the pasuk ends off there, lo yimad v'lo yisofer. You can't make it an omud. Estimate, you can't count. So you're over two lavim, you can't count the Klal Yisrael. It's not much a lav. For the Zadamara, Omar Rabbi Shmuel Banachmeni, Rabbi Yonis and Rami. Rabbi Yonis and Eskos Tira in the Psukim, in this Pasuk. It's Chorus of Tira in this last Pasuk we had in Hosea. See, at the beginning of the Pasuk says, For ho yemit ba'bnei Yisrael dechom kechol hayom. That the count of the Yikla Yisrael will be like the chol hayom, like the sand by the sea. But our core point, you see, there is a count. You see, you are without a count. Well, Chsid, in the end of the Pasuk says, Asher lo yimad. No, you can't count. For lo yisof, you're not allowed to count. So, Chorus of Tira. Are you allowed to count? You're not allowed to count. Now, the Gemara Kasha, Kan bizman she Yisrael oisim mitzvein shemokim. Mashma, then you are allowed to count. Kan bizman she oisim mitzvein shemokim. Then you're not allowed to count. And Rabbi Yoimer, Mishum Abba Yoisi ben Destoyi, Le Kasha. It could be like we're saying before also, that this Ninyan from Ayin Hora as from Azikim. So bizman, the Kleisol, oisim mitzvein shemokim, there is a count. We would know you are allowed to count. But you don't have to be afraid then of the mazikin. But bizman sheinos mitzvein shemokim, then you have to be afraid of the mitzvah, then you're not allowed to count. Rabbi Omar, mishum abe yosi ben dustoi, lekashi, another terrace to this bira, that kan v'de yodam kan v'de shemayim. As the beginning of the Pasuk says, v'ho yu mitzvah b'nei yisod l'chol hayoyim, means that's where the Eibishto will count Klai Yisrael. So b'de shemayim, they're allowed to count how many yidin there are. But b'de yodam us, for us it's also to count. We can't make a count. We're not allowed to count the Eden. Omar Avni Loi, Baridi, Omar Shmuel, Kivan Shen Nesman Odom Parnes Al Tibur, anytime a person took a job to be like the ruler over the Tibur, is Mesasher, he'll become rich. Why? The Rai is from Shur HaMelech. When he became a Melech, he became rich. Because Mekorik Siv, Ayifka Dein Bevezik. At the beginning it says, how did they count the Eden? Everybody took a broken earthly Kli. Poshe is not worth a penny, and they count to them. Well, Lipsayf, at the end it says, well, Lipsayf Ksiv, Vayif Kadeim Vitzloyim. They all came and everybody took one sheep from Shaul HaMelech, and he counted the sheep. So Mashmi had a tremendous amount of Ashirus, who was very rich. He had a lot of Tloyim. So it's a right that he was very rich. So when he came to Melech, he became very rich. Fred Gemara, but Dilma did who? Maybe every year he had to take his own Tloyim. Not that he took from the king. Fred Gemara, him came, my Ravusa de Nilsa. So why would the Pasuk have to say it for? Elamai, the Pasuk is telling us some Chiddush here, that what? That Shaul was very rich. And therefore everybody took a Tlam from the king. Was the Raya how many Tlam the king had?
And the Miri explains, after it says that, Omer Rab Niloyi Bar Ibi Omer Shmuel Chivich Nisman Odom Parnes Halatziba Mesasher, it means that a person becomes a Parnes, takes over, and he acts Bemuna. He does everything truthfully, for the need of doing things Bemuna, he'll be zeichet to have Ashirish. Then the Gemara says later, it says in the Pasuk, Vayorev Banochal, and they argued Banochal, in the valley. This is going by after Shaul made the chet, that he didn't kill out all the Amalekim. But Omer Rav Mani, Aliske Nachal, it has something to do with Alochas about a Nachal. What does this mean? That Bishor Shaul Malei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lishol, at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Shaul HaMelech, Leich V'Hikasi Es Amalek, go and kill out all the Amalekim. Omar, Shaul said to himself, like Oman nefesh achas, madich for one soul, Omru Torah, habo egla rufom, that if you find a mace outside the city, you don't know which city he came from, or outside the city, you don't know who killed him, the people in the city have to bring an egla rufom, and the loch of an egla ruf is, has to do with an achal, that's the spasik of a year of an achal, they have to bring an egla rufom by the achal, is kolan nefoshes halolu, halachas kama v'kama, like, for sure, I don't have to kill out all the Amalekim. It's too much. Vaitor Shaul said, if the person, if the men did a chet to Amalekim, they would bear to us. What did the behemoths do? So I don't have to kill out all the behemoths. And if the gedolim, the big ones, did a chet, what did the ketanim do? Is Yotzo Basko come out to Yomulo and told to Shaul HaMelech, Alti Tzadik Harbi, don't be a Tzadik Harbi. In other words, at the time when you're supposed to be an Achzori, when Hashem wants you to kill all the Malekim, it's no good now to be a Tzadik. And Fakir, Uvishor Shomulah Shur L'Doig, Soiv Ato Upoga B'Kahanim, when Shur L'Melech told Doig to kill out the Noiv Ira Kahanim, then he was an Achzori, is Yotza Basko V'Yom Rabasko came out from the Shemaim and said, Al Tirsha Harbe Fakir Tir, don't be a Rosha. In Morvaita, Omer Rafuna, Kamo doloi choli, voloi margish gavro, demori siyua. Like how good off a person is who doesn't have to worry about things if HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps them out. He's tomorrow see you a hand the Aksiyata Dishmaya. So Rashi explains, Kama Lecholav Lemagish Gavra Demore Siyaya means Kama Samach Muftach. How much a person can be Samach relying and have be talking to Hashem. The Ensarach Lit Lois Veligoy. He doesn't have to worry about things. Mikol Ro. And his Misha Kodesh Baruch Hu BeEzra. If somebody Hashem helps, he doesn't have to be worried about bad things happening to him. Shorei Metzinu Shaol Nich Shabayachas. Shaol HaMelech did one chet. We also learned the Ro. And because of this one chet that happened to him, Lekoin Samisig, he had a Gzar Din to be Meis. And Levato Machusoy, his Malchus was taken away from him. Ma'ashen came by this Dovid HaMelech that had Siyata Dishmaya, even though he was Nichshal B'Shtayim, he did two Chatoyim, the two Chatoyim did not take away his Malchus from him. And the Mashal explains, like, what's the Pshat? Like, why does this person Hashem like this one not? So Mashal explains the Pshat was that by Dovid HaMelech it says he was Moida that he did the Chatoyim. And he did Tshuva. So since he did Tshuva, Shleim HaKadosh Baruch was Mekabel him, therefore the Ra didn't cause anything bad to happen to him. Mashenkin by Shurub is never brought down that he did tshuva, he was murdered, he admitted that he did wrong. Therefore, our vice says the Ra was too bad, it didn't help. Some want to say the pshat was that the Ra by Shurub was a Ra in the Malchus. In other words, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him as a melech, go and kill out all the Amalekim. And he didn't do it, that was the Pagam in the Malchus. Therefore, his Malchus was taken away from him. Now the Gemara explains, Shol ba'achas mahi, what's the case? What chet did Shaul do? Maisa the Agag. This Maisa that he didn't kill out the king of the Amalek, Agag. For the Gemara of Uika, Maisa the Noiv Yura Kahanim. He also did the chet later that he had this whole city of Kahanim killed out. And the Gemara of Maisa the Agag said, but that it said that Hashem took away his Malchus was because of this chet that he did not kill the king of Amalek. Because the Pasuk says, Nichamti ki imlachti Yeshua lemelech. On this Indian that he did not kill out Melech Agag. Vayta David Bishtayim, David did two Chatoyim. Ma Ninu, what are these two things? The Uriah, one thing is that he had Uriah killed. Or the Asasa, and that he counted Klai Yisrael, the end of his years, he counted Klai Yisrael. And because that he counted them, a dever, a plague came upon them. So these were the two Chatoyim that he had. And his Malchus, though, was not taken away from him. For the Gemara of Uiko Nami Maisa de Basheva, I was also the Chet of the Maisa of Basheva. And the Gemara Hosa Mifroyu Minei. There he got his punishment back right away. So therefore, like he had his tshuva, his kapor right away, nothing bad else happened to him. The seal, like the Pasuk says, V'yes ha-kibso yishalem arba toyim. In other words, for the kevis, he'll be paid back four times. And the Gemara Darshan means Yelid, his first son, died. Amnon tomer, the mice with Amnon and tomer, v'yav shalom. And the mice with Avshalom, this was Dovid HaMelech's Oynish. So because of this Chet, he got his Oynish. It's because of the Chet of Basheva, he got his Oynish, therefore we don't count this. For the Gemara Mhosom Nami Yifur Minei, for the first Chatoy Mosom he got punished. Like the Pasuk says, V'yitin Hashem Dever, B'Yisrael Mehabokor, V'yad Eis Moid. So you see also they had a punishment there. And the Gemara Mhosom Lo Yifro Megufay. There nothing happened to the goof to the body of Dovid HaMelech. Only a plague came upon the animals. For the Gemara, no. Hosam nami leyufra migufei. Hey, for the chet of Bashever, also we don't find anything happen to the actual goof of Dovid HaMelech. It only says that like the son died of Shalom and Tamar and Amnon, but doesn't say anything happened to the goof of Dovid HaMelech. And for the Gemara, no. La yafruya migufa. It's not true. Hitaka had punishment. His body got an oynish. The Yomarav Yudomarav. Shisha chadoshim nitzara Dovid. For 6 months, Dovid HaMelech was a Mitzorah. A Mitzorah came upon his body. Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin went away from him. And the Shekhinah also went away from Dovid HaMelech for 6 months. The Yersiv, the Pasuk says, Yoshuvuli Yireyecho, V'yoyde Yedisecho, he's let them return to me, those who fear you. In other words, like, let Dovid HaMelech now return to you. Uchsiv, another pasuk says, Hashivoli sason yishecho. As also, let him return to me. In other words, Mashma Dovid HaMelech, the Shekhinah went away from him, and now like Hashem is saying, let him return to me. For the Gemara Ay, V'yomar Rav, Kibul Dovid Loshen Hora. Dovid did another chet, he was Makabal Loshen Hora. So where says our Gemara now goes to Shmuel? V'yomar Loi Kibul Dovid Loshen Hora. No, Dovid was not Makabal, did not accept the Loshen Hora. And Rashi says, always the Loshen Hora.
al mi pi boishes mi pi tziva. Hey, tziva said over bad things about mi pi boishes. So the shaila, did Dover accept that or not? So the Gemara says, now we go according to Shmuel that says la kibul dover lashnora. For the Gemara, la rav nami diyom a kibul dover lashnora. For if for minay, he also got his punishment. So like this would be another terror. Since he got his own punishment, he got a kapora from it. The Amr of Yudom Arav, the Yishor Sha'om Aloy Dovid Limi Piboishis, at the time when Dovid HaMelech told me Piboishis, or Marty, I'm telling you, Atovit Sivi Techlot Yesa Soda. You should make a chluk in this soda. Is Yotso Basko V'yomru Loi, a Basko came out and said to him, Ruchovim V'yirovim Yachloku Esa Malchus. Like Rashi said, this was like a Midah, connected Midah. He wanted to take away the chelik from him, so Hashem took away a part of his chelik from his malchus. The Moses writer says in the Posek, Ben Shona Shol B'molchoi. So 1 year Shol was with his kingdom. Is Omar Afuna Ke Ben Shona Shloitoin Tamchet. He was like a 1 year old kid that didn't do any chet yet. Ma'askev lo Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. He asked the question, V'yema, why don't you say like this? It means Ke Ben Shona, he was like a 1 year old Shemaluch Loch Betit, Uvetsoya, Dafaket, he did a lot of chatoin. He was full of dirt. So this is the way Rav Nachman asked the Kasha. Rav Nachman asked him, how do you know Tadashin is possible? The Tzara Toiv, maybe it means the Tzara Ra. So Gemara says, it's Chavodah Rav Nachman, Siyuta Becholmei. Rav Nachman had a dream that night, and Siyuta Becholmei means he saw like a bad malach, a frightening malach in his dream. Is Omar, so he said, Neneisi Lechem Atzmei Shol Ben Kish. Like, forgive me, show what I said. In other words, I say I'm wrong. I shouldn't dash in the post of Lira, but rather Ben Shono, show b'molcha means he was clean like one kid, he didn't do any chatoim. It is in the Neitz Lechem, Atzme Shol Ben Kish. Hoda chos the suit to b'chom. It happened again, the Rav Nachman saw another frightening dream. In Zomer, he said, Neitz Lechem, Atzme Shol Ben Kish, Melech Yisrael. He's pardon me, or Shol Ben Kish, Melech Yisrael. And then it stopped. So you see, Parat Poshin was Mashmo Tzara Toiv, that he was a tzaddik before. Just this one chet he did, like the Gemara says, as Melech Agag. Omer Rav Yudom HaShmuel, Mifneima lo nimshecho malchus ben Shol. How come the kingdom of Shol didn't continue? So the Gemara says, Mifneish lo hoyevoi shum doifi. There was nothing wrong with his mishpocha. There was no pegam in his mishpocha. It was a complete royal mishpocha-like. So therefore, like we'll soon see, he had gaiva, nothing to take him down. The Yomer Rabbi Yechnut, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadik, Ein Mamidin Parnes al Tzibur, you're not supposed to put a Parnes, a ruler, over the Tzibur, El Im Kein Kupa Shal Shrotzim, Tumu Yoloi Miachuruf. Like a Moshe, he has a basket full of Shrotzim hanging in the back of him. In other words, there has to be some Tkam in the Mishpacha, something wrong with the Mishpacha. Now the Gemara says, Shim Tesuach Dait Yolov, if it's going to become a big Balgaivanik, to like make himself high, so Oymrulai, we could tell him, Chozali Acharecha, looking back at you, look at your mishpacha, there's a pagam in your mishpacha. So if we have something to take away his gaiva, then it'll be Mekayim. But if not, we're afraid to become a bagaivanik, and that's no good. And Amrav Yudu Amarav, Mifnei Ma Nena Shol. Why would Shol get his oynish? Mifnei Shemochal Al Kvoidi. Because he was Moichel, he forgave his own covet, and that's not right. To be a melech, you can't be Moichel al Kvoidi. So Rai, he wasn't Roy for the Malchus. Like Rashi says, Kupin Shal Shruatzim is Doifi Mishpacha, something wrong with the Mishpacha. Nena Shal, the question is, Lovel de Dover Shal of Litim Amen Malchus. Like, what did he do wrong that lady could do such a chet that the Malchus should be taken away from him? The Vnesha Metchilas Malchus of Trashi, Moichel al Kvoidi. He was Moichel al Kvoidi. Vigilo Alatzmoy Shane Kadai Lemelech. And he showed upon himself he's not ready to have the kingdom. Where was the Meister that was Mechel HaKvoidoi? Shinema, the Posek says, Mora says like the Posek says, Uvnei V'liyal Omru, Mayo Shienu Zil, and he said, how can he help us? Vayiv Zuhu, and the Amavazah, that they made not fun of him. Loi Heviyu Loi Mincho V'hi Kamachrish, and still Shol just kept quiet, he was Mechel HaKvoidoi, so that wasn't good. Then another pasuk says, "Vayal nochash amoni vayichan al yovesh gilot." Then the Gemara goes on, "V'yomer Reb Yechonon mishum Reb Shimon ben Yotzadik that kol Talmud Chochom she'enoi noikim v'noiter, he doesn't take back nekama, doesn't take back revenge, or v'noiter, he doesn't show his eva, his hatred in his lave,
is kinochus, like the snake, ain't a Talmud Chochem. He's not called a Talmud Chochem. So that really goes back like to Shaul HaMelech. If you're a Melech, you're not allowed to be Meichel HaKvedoi. If somebody did something bad to you, you should have had Nekoma, or you should have been a Neiter. So at Gemara Ivo Aksiv, the Pasuk says, Loisikam v'loisiter. What do you mean you should do it? The Torah says clearly, don't take revenge. Don't be Loisiter. And the Gemara, who be Mamon who deceive? That the Torah is talking about not to take revenge, that's talking about inyone of mumnis, of money. The Tanya, we learned like this in the Braisa. Eizuhi nekima, what's called nekama, taking revenge. Vi eizuhu netira, what's called taking netira. Nekama, what does nekama mean? Omaloi hashilenu negalcho. He said, lend me your knife. Omaloi, love? I said, no, I'm not going to lend it to you. Lamocha, tomorrow, omaloi, like you used to ask me, omaloi, hu heshiloni kadumcho. You ask me now, lend me my hammer. Oh, my loy, you answer back, Eini Mashilcha, no, I'm not going to lend it to you. Kedar Roshloye Shaltani, the same way you didn't lend me yesterday, I'm not going to lend you today, that's called Nekama. Zuhi Nekama, that's called taking revenge. V'yezuhu Netira, what's called I stand bear a grudge upon you? Omalei, I ask you like this, Hashilene Kadumecha, please lend me your hammer. Omalei, you answer me, loy, no, I'm not going to lend it to you. Lamocha, tomorrow, Omalei Hashilene Chalukcha, like you ask me, I should lend you my coat. Or my loy, I answer back to you. Heloch, take it. Any kamoischa, I'm not like you. Shlohi shaltoni, that you didn't lend me, but I'm not like you, I'll lend you. Zuhi netira. That's called taking the tira, that's called having a grudge. You're not allowed to do this. And in yoni mumnis, takit or anything to get to mumnis, to money, you're not allowed to. Vitzara de gufa loy. Mashenkin, if somebody gives you tzara de gufa, that's no. There you are allowed to take nekama and netira. Like the Moses asked like a question really now. Is it true what you're saying now, Vitzara de Gufa Loi? Like you're saying only by mumnis you have the Isser. For if somebody hurts your feelings, you don't have this Isser. For a time you learned, Tane Elvin, Viena Olvin, if somebody insults you and you don't insult them back, Shemim Cherposon, Viena Mashivim, you ask somebody to say something bad about you and you don't answer them back. Oisim, Meyavo, Smechim, Yisurim, people do things with love and are happy with Yisurim, Aleim Akosavimer, and this the Pasuk says, V'yoyavav k'teis ha-shemesh, v'gvurosoi. That's a very nice thing to do. So you see, even tzara de gufa, it's a nice thing, even though somebody says something bad to you, to hold it back and not to have a grudge upon him. So Gemara says, L'yoylam d'nokat lei b'libe. So there it is, even though you don't answer him back, but in your lave, in your heart, you take a bear a grudge. You take a, want to take nekama in your lave, in your heart. I've all my rovo. Like it's a good Indian to be Mavra Midoisov, to look over, even though somebody did something bad to you, look it over and don't bear a grudge upon him. Mashm, even in your heart, you should not bear a grudge upon him, even though he did something bad to you, but Tsar the Gufa. So Gemara says, the Mephais Alei Mephais. If the person came and like asked you to be Michael him, he said he's sorry, then true, then it's an Indian to be Mavra Midoisov. The master of the person did not come to ask you, he did not say he's sorry, then believe boy, you're always allowed to bear a grudge if he did something sour the goofer to you. All right, we'll stop here. Last Gemara, also last Gemara. The Shalom, the Gemara, what? The Gemara said, a cold Talmud Chacham.